The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. And today is the 26th of January, 2016. By the way, everybody knows that we are the alpha male of radio. And we always say, we put it this way, there's nothing you can't do if you really want to do it. We do connect your brain to your brawn and your brawn to your brain. We've been saying that since the very beginning. But go out to motivationmuscle.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, and also the 30-day program. As I said, they are going to disappear off the websites because we are doing some big monster things right now. We're in negotiations. We're in all kinds of stuff, and I love it. But for now, you will see something down the road that you can click to still go out and download these. But we don't feel that they're really pertinent to the success of our business. So they will be a little bit behind the scenes, and that's fine. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. We got our good friend Paul Firepower Gray on today, and we'll bring him in momentarily. We've done one show with him. We've had problems with the internet, and the last time we wanted to get Paul on here, we couldn't get him on. This has been a thing going on more and more, but now we've had some equipment replaced that they found was no good, and we've been very good in the last week and a half. So go out there and check all that out. But before I bring Paul in, let me give you a little information on this gentleman. I will bring it up right now. Number one, this is great stuff, man. He's head trainer at Firepower Gym. He's a triathlon competitor and semi-pro cyclist and an accomplished martial artist with over 30 years training in various styles. And we're going to talk about success today. And this is something we had discussed before we had the internet problems. We're going to bring it out today. Paul, welcome back to the show, my friend, and Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Eric. Lovely to be back, man. I was so disappointed when we couldn't make it happen last time, brother. So I'm really pleased to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and we will have you on, as I've said, starting from this month, every month on. It's just, as you know, I don't know what it is lately with internet, and when that gets me, I can't do anything. I mean, I can't Skype, I can't do even work. But we are looking at a new product called Ring R, which is very big with a lot of the bigger podcasters out there. Skype would be more of a backup to us now. Ring R is very easy to use, very different, very easy to download, and it is so stable. So that's something we are going to be bringing out in the next few months. Obviously, we're not going to break it out on everybody at first. There will be a few people. Paul might be one of them we do it with. I'll have to contact him and talk to him about it. But there's a few people I think that it wouldn't be real painful for, and I'd really like to work with them and see how they like it and blah, 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 because Microsoft has really killed Skype, in my opinion, and it seems like everything they touch ends up going up in flames, at least on my end. So we've got to be better, and we got to get better sound and tone and all that. But we're going to get into the whole success thing today. Paul, one thing about success, I know it's used a lot. I think I have a little bit different version of it, but explain to the family what you think success is in your own words and how you feel, not only with yourself, but your clients especially. What do you do to try to get them to achieve it, or at least start it?
It's a tough question because success is very subjective, right? I mean, people have different ideas of what success is. So for me, the one thing I always say to myself is when I get old and when I'm on my deathbed is, the question you're always going to ask yourself is, Have you had a good life? Have you had a successful life?
Yep.
Did you achieve your goals? For me, if when I do get beamed up, when I do eventually die, you know, how many people are going to be at my funeral?
Yeah.
So if there's nobody there, then I have not been a success in my endeavors in my life. If there's a lot of people there, then I've been a success. So
yep.
it's very simple to me. The more people I can help,
yep.
the more of a success my life is.
Yep.
That's it. End of. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you, I agree with that totally. But, you know, success to a lot of people, I'm going to go on both ends of it right now. I've met enough people through this industry in private business, and, you know, you and I both know we talk to a lot of people. It's not only in what we do. You know, you're in the business end of things, being an entrepreneur, so you're kind of getting a feed like myself from all over the place. Now,
yeah.
I've met a lot of people, Paul, that really purport success, and I want to get your feedback on this, and I'll just kind of paint a nice picture here, where they have all the accolades of success, but yet when you speak to them, I'm wondering if I'm speaking to the same person I've read about or heard about. And I find with success, it's kind of a double-edged sword. When you're out doing things, obviously you're trying to sell yourself to the public and everything. You've got to put your best game face on. We know that. But a lot of times you meet people personally or over the phone or over Skype or the internet, and I'm wondering, am I talking to the same person? Because I get a whole different feel with them, and it's not always a positive feel. Now,
yeah.
As you and I both know, and this comes out of this show, and it comes from our family and people that have sent me nice notes, the one thing I constantly hear out of here is that you got to be one of the most authentic people we've ever heard on the air or we've talked to. And I take that, believe me, very personally, and I thank people for that immensely, because if I had an ego, I probably wouldn't even be able to talk to people anymore. And I appreciate that, all right? But that's not why I'm here. My success right now, right this minute, is this. It's driven by everybody involved with the business here on both ends, with FBC and M&M. And I'll tell you why. Because I can be as good or better than anybody out there, but it's the people that are on the show with me and our family, and the people on the show are our family too. I don't want to get that misconstrued with anybody. You're the people that make me good, that make me want to be great. And this is something I try to convey to everybody. Follow my lead, even if you don't want to be in podcasting, even if you don't want to be a trainer. Take what you can gather from this show and apply that same theory, that standard, to what you live by and want to get better. Is that fair to say, Paul?
Yeah, man. We're stronger together than apart, right?
Yeah.
Everybody can learn from everybody else.
Yep.
In something or other. You know, so I agree with that wholeheartedly.
You know what I think, though? One thing about it's and I agree the whole thing about being together, because that's what I've tried to really formulate here. When you'll see me write stuff or put shows out, you know, I always become part of our family, join our revolution. Those aren't words I say lightly, because I hear other people saying it. That's why I don't say a lot of stuff. You know, I love the words physical culture, but I won't say it anymore. And you know why? It's too damn used. It's just like your core. You know what I mean? Okay, train your core.
Fashionable.
Well, yeah.
Isn't it? It's become a fashion statement.
Totally.
Statement.
Totally. Totally. And, you know, it's the same way with the core, baloney, all that. You know, I say midsection now on purpose all the time, abdominal area. Why? Because I think after a while, when you say something like that enough, it goes over people's heads, and you're not making contact with them. And another thing, too, I love the word trainer. But for what I'm doing next with the next big product, I call myself educator/teacher. Why? I have nothing against trainer, but once again, I feel it's a word that has been overused. Now, when I say educator/teacher, I verify this for everybody and also explain to them that I am no way being dishonorable or criticizing trainers. I have the utmost respect for the majority of them, not for all of them, right? But I take educator teacher from being around my family. Both sides of my family, there's quite a bit of teachers on both sides, and I know they're very good teachers. And I know that I've been told by my family that you would have been a hell of a teacher in the classroom, but now here's the big but with me. You don't have the disposition, though. Okay? Now, the disposition, they mean, and they laugh about it. Well, you know, when we get talking about it, they said, some kid gave you mouth, you put him right through the floor. I said, well, I don't know if I would, but I have a hard time taking BS from people, especially if it's not correct. I can take criticism from anybody, but if you're going to just do it to me for the heck of it to make try to tear me down, you got the wrong cat guy here, all right? Now, that's why
that's
I went...
rudeness.
Yeah.
That's rudeness.
Yes.
And that's something we don't have to tolerate from anybody.
No, you we know? Don't.
That doesn't mean you've got a poor disposition. That just means you've got morals and standards.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the thing we're lacking now, right now. I think more than ever. And I'll speak for my own country. And I'm not going to get into the politics of anything, but what I've seen in the last week, and I've seen tons of stuff prior to the inauguration, I think a lot of people, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. You can disagree, and you can write things or protest or whatever. That's your right. But when you say things and threaten people and threaten where they live and threaten their children... See, Paul, I draw the line there because I look at my own nieces and nephews. Obviously, they're not in the spotlight, you know, as opposed to a lot of these other people. But God help you if you ever touch one of those kids and I find out, because there won't be anybody to hold me back, and I'm not afraid. I will go away for life because of them, because I don't want to see – and that goes for anybody that I'm close to. No one has the right – I've always said this. People can say – well, I don't believe people can say whatever they want to you, but most people would argue the difference with me on that. I think you need to be careful. You talked about standards, about respect. But I'll tell you what, that and you put your hands on somebody, that's where all bets come off with me, okay? Tell me about what do you think?
Let's just – well, I'm gonna go back over because we've got a couple of different subjects here, man.
Yep.
We originally have got meeting people that were very different.
Yep.
To what we perceived. So plastic people, we've got to talk about that. We've got to talk about trainers.
Yep.
And what have you. And we've got to talk about now what you've just brought up about beliefs.
Yep.
Because basically everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody has an opinion about something, and everybody has a belief that at some point in their life they've adopted, either from their parents or from the news, the media, telling them to believe this, you know. Trump is bad, somebody else is good, whatever it is right now. These beliefs are literally adopted.
Yeah.
That's what these people don't realize. They have decided somewhere down the line that they believe that this opinion is true. It's not the truth, it's just opinion.
Yep.
So if you were locked in your parents' house as a child and had never seen the outside world, and your parents had told you that the blue wall was pink...
Yeah.
You would believe it, right?
Sure.
Not necessarily the truth. So what's kind of going on over there right now with the things that's going on and the people have bought into what they've been told so drastically that they're willing to defend it with violence and aggression.
Yep.
And the truth of the matter is they don't realize they have a choice to sit back and choose not to act that way or not to believe that, or even if they do believe it, to deal with it in a courteous manner.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the puppet's on a string, man.
Yeah.
Puppet's on a string.
Yep.
We know this.
Yep.
We know this. So I agree with you in the fact that you don't want to hurt anybody, but if somebody with a skewed belief decides to lay hands on you or your loved ones, then you gotta stop that. You gotta stop that in its tracks, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and this kind of, I know that I swayed a little bit off from what we were talking about with success, but I can bring it right back around. Look, in my opinion, the successful ones, you know, the Paul Grays of the world, the the Powell Wadudos of the world, you know, and many others. And I don't want anybody to get upset with me or say, well, why wasn't I mentioned? This is not it. Paul has definitely, to some degree or more, he's involved with Powell. Powell was on here recently. I think the world of both of these guys and everybody else here too. Don't take it that this is a slap on anyone. But let me tell you something. You know, all of us are going through a million things. But, you know, if you look at Paul and you look at myself, and, you know, if you've been listening about Powell, like me, tore a bicep, and you're going round and round in this merry-go-round all the time, this circle, and, you know, he said the same thing to me that I said when I tore the arm in Iceland. Now, it was a little different with a stone. People would expect that. But to him, he was doing nothing. And he heard the same sound I heard, that big tear. It sounds like paper tear. Next thing you know, it's torn. All right? Now, these two successful men and myself have dealt with these things like many of the other guests on the show and the listeners. And the one thing I think we all have in common is this. We've all been successful in whatever we've chosen to do. Have we had things happen? Yeah, you're going to. You know, Paul can tell you. I mean, kettlebells, martial arts, whatever it is. You know, me, stones, body weight, all that stuff. It doesn't matter. You know, everybody's expecting you to lift a 500-pound rock and blow your arm off. I got news for you. You could go out and do squat pull-ups or push-ups, and suddenly you hear pop. What the hell was that? Guess what? Something just went. So what I'm trying to tell everybody is this. We have experienced a lot of success. We do this because we love to spread our success. We love to take the things we've done and tell everyone out there that this is what we've done, this is how we got there, and this is where we're going from there. And if something happens to us, by God, we're all going to tell you how we got through it. And this is what's lacking out there everywhere, I think. Go ahead, Paul. I could go off on this now. Go ahead.
You're right. I've had a myriad of health conditions, but a lot of injuries too. And I think I was around 34. I think it was a week after my 34th birthday. And I was actually filming an independent martial arts movie.
Yep.
Here in the northeast of the UK. And I threw an axe kick, you know, a left leg axe kick in a fight thing.
Yep.
And I heard that tear.
There you go.
Heard it. It sounded, I thought my trousers, I thought I'd split my pants.
Trousers. Yep.
Long story short, as I carried on doing fight scenes for another 8 hours, and I also tore and ruptured my hip flexor, my psoas, and my left leg. Tore my quad. I tore my transverse abdominal, my TVA. So literally I had to carry on filming every weekend, plus work teaching fitness classes with all of this damage. I couldn't urinate because of the TVA damage. I didn't sleep more than 20 minutes a night for three months.
God. Pain.
But I went to work every day. I never missed a filming session.
Well, let me ask you this, Paul. Obviously, anybody that can take that type of pain and still carry on, what would you tell everybody out in M&M land? If you could put a label on that and we could somehow direct that right towards success, the word success, what do you think that it was within you that would not let your spirit, number one, die? Because there's no doubt about it, man. You know, who's going to give you crap about all the stuff that you tore and you don't want to move anymore? You got to get surgery or you can't get up out of bed. What was the one intrinsic thing you think within you that allowed you to be so damn successful, even if you didn't realize it at the time?
Well, there's two, actually. The first one is, again, super simple, is I don't want to let other people down.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to let yourself down.
Yep.
It's very easy to talk yourself out of doing something that's difficult or painful, or you're too tired or you're too this. But I had people within filming that were very close friends of mine that were relying on me to turn up and get, you know, everything done, get the job done.
Yep.
Also, with my fitness classes, people were waiting for me to turn up and teach.
Yeah.
So I have to think of a way not to let them down, in which case, how can I teach when I can't really move?
Yeah.
Okay, I can describe and get somebody else to demonstrate. And it actually made me a better coach in my verbal cueing.
Yep.
My ability to get them to tweak an elbow in with a very succinct cue.
Yeah.
But without having to show it, you know? So I looked for the positives within the negative situation. I'm injured in my leg. I can't tense my stomach, but what can I train?
Yeah.
What other area can I train? Even if it's just my brain.
Yeah.
On my wrists.
Yes.
On my shoulders. Where's the positive? Where is the positive in this situation? And that's been a big, big motivational change, a paradigm shift with me,
mm-hmm.
in the fact that it's, instead of woe is me, I can't do this anymore. You know, I can't do the jump and backflip.
Right.
Okay, what can I do?
Yeah.
Let's find out what I can do and let's work on that and let's actually develop something that is maybe a neglected,
yeah.
or a weak area because I haven't trained it before because I've never had to.
Right, right. But you know what?
I've lost so much progress from that.
Well, and I think that is dynamite because especially when you talked about teaching and having somebody else demonstrate what you would normally do. Now, see, I think that's fabulous because now you're like on the outside looking in. Maybe yeah. you had never done it like that before because, you know, you said, okay, here's my responsibility. I've got to teach. I've got to show. They've got to look at me visually and do what I do. I think that's fabulous. But, man, when you can stand there and absolutely look at your whole situation, not only with yourself but everybody who's participating in it, I mean, I can't speak for you. I'm talking from my end. I think you become a much better teacher and motivator. That, you know, that's what I feel. And I think the whole idea of what we do, no matter what it is to constantly get better. Because if you're just going to stay the same old, okay, you can probably make a good living like that and all that. But I know from my point, Paul, I get very bored after a while with things.
Yeah, me too, man.
And if I don't have something to kind of test me, push me, bring me in, you know, like kind of suck me in to it and say, okay, I either like it or don't, or build some kind of new program, I can't have the inspiration I like to convey to people all the time and that upbeat feeling because, like anybody, I think what I am more than anything now, I call myself like a mind wanderer. I know what I got to stay fixated on right now, you know, between the business, obviously, and the big thing I want to do this year is I want to go and lift in Iceland, Scotland, and Wales this year, all right? Yeah. And hopefully maybe meet some of you other guys there, too, because, I'm going to have a few weeks, but it all depends what happens with Martin and the Stone trip and all that at some point. But these are the things that are like wandering around in me. And then, you know, I'm training people and we're getting ready to launch two big products. And of course, that other thing I told you that if that materializes, that will be the big engine here for sure, at least on a temporary fix. But I think that's been my main thing right now. I'm wandering all over the place looking at stuff, thinking of, you ought to see my desk and my hard drive. I've got notes of things that I want to either write yeah. or do. And you know why I do that? Because I'm going to forget if I don't do that. Okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Take it.
We tend to, man. Us yeah. creative people with, you know, we come up with a burst of an idea and then if we don't write it down, it goes.
Yeah.
We do that a lot.
Yeah.
Going back to what we were talking about with coaching and
sure.
coaching somebody else to do something, it actually ties into what you were talking about early on where you don't use the word trainer
yeah.
anymore.
Yep.
Well, if we look at the definition or we would say instructor in
yeah.
the UK. We wouldn't
yep.
use the word trainer that much, you
yep.
know.
Yep.
Personal trainer maybe, but usually it's an instructor. Well, at the time I got injured, I was an instructor and I was fairly well known in this area for being a pretty good one and
yeah.
a pretty hard instructor. You know, I would push people and work them hard. But what an instructor will do is kind of get up and just demonstrate something
yeah.
and expect everybody to follow.
Yep.
what I became through this process was more of a coach.
Yep.
More of a teacher or an educator, as you would say.
Yep.
And I had to learn how to coach verbally or with body language or with analogies and other aspects than just demonstrating. So there's a very big difference to me between a coach and an instructor or a trainer. They're not the same thing.
Yeah. Yep.
They are not the same thing. Now, every day talking about, you know, how words become popular.
Yeah.
The big one is everybody is now a coach.
Yes.
Everybody in the fitness industry is now a coach.
Yeah.
And this is BS.
Totally.
This is not right.
Yep.
They don't have those skills. They don't have those. A lot of people don't. You know, to truly coach somebody so that they feel it mentally, nervous system, physically, rather than just demonstrate or tell or show. Two different things, man. So, yeah, I'm with you on the fact that words become popular in their usage. They become fashionable. They become overused. And actually, words lose meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, you jump in, man.
Well, you know, I'm with you 100%, and that's why I got away from a lot of that. I'm trying to bring this thing up. This is going to be on the new webpage, and I'm just going to read you the first paragraph of this.
Okay.
This is the whole part of what we're calling with our new program, and obviously I said educator/teacher. And I'm only going to go so far because I'm not going to prop this up until we're ready to go, but this is how I started the first paragraph. I decided that I wanted to use a different terminology rather than coach to get my points across. This is in no way disrespecting the art of coaching whatsoever. I come from a long line of educators on both my mother's and father's side of the family, so following their lead, I decided to use the word educator in their honor. An educator or teacher, as they are referred to, takes time-tested, proven, and executed ideas in a specific way to enhance every student following a specified program. That's how I start the product out. Now, I did that, like I said, in the beginning of the show with you, Paul, because like you just said, just like we said with CORE and you know, physical culture, I just think it's just drained. And it is just like, you know what happens? It ends up losing its real importance, its definition. And as I said, I do feel that eventually stuff like that, you don't even hear anymore. It goes over your head. So when I talk about, you know, trainers, I have the utmost respect. But we know, like you said, most people can hang a shingle outside and say, I am a trainer. That doesn't mean you're good, bad, or in between. And my whole thing with this show, with the success, and not only as us as entrepreneurs and what we do physically and mentally, is this. Anybody that comes here or I train online, your utmost success is my priority. Now, on the other hand, too, I'm very harsh about shouldering responsibility, as I talk about, because I don't know about you, and after a while I can't do it, but there's some people that come here, I have to instill my will on them, and I mean literally like I'm almost lifting the weight or whatever. I can't do that anymore, and I won't do it anymore. Nope, because you know what ends up happening to them is they get to a point where they're so used to being coddled or pampered or told that, hey, you're doing great here, when I know down deep that there's just so much to do and I don't even know if you're going to be able to make it here, that I'm like, I'm not being fair to myself or anybody else. And I'll tell you right now, with all the things going on personally with the business, I don't want to lay out any more energy than I have to like that. And I don't feel that's fair to me, and it's not fair to your client. When you have to instill your will so hard on them to get whatever you can out of them, that's not going to work. And I know if you go to a lot of other places, okay, and I'll get right to you, they don't care, all right? As long as you're paying your fee, whatever you're paying them, say $50 an hour, $30 an hour, or you're working the full year at, I don't know, let's just say $3K, $2K, whatever. They don't care if you show up. They don't care if you mentally show up, right? What are they going to do? They're going to take you probably through machine circuit. that basically isn't going to do jack for you, in my opinion, or they'll put you on something that's not going to really engage you, but it might make you feel good enough. You get a little sweat and you go home. So take it, Paul.
Well, this comes down to, I'm actually, one of the books I'm going to write actually addresses this whole thing.
Yep.
Is that most people covet, or most, certainly in the fitness industry, it's an industry, it's a business, it's commercial.
Yes, sir.
That's what they're in it for. They're not in it to help people, or even though they may lie to themselves that that's why they're in it. They're really in it to either fuel their ego.
Yep.
You know, I want to be bigger and I want to do what I enjoy doing, which is pumping iron.
Yep.
But, okay, why can't I make money off that?
Yep.
You know, so it goes hand in hand. They're not in it for the right reason, for a start. But they covet coin over consistency, commitment, and their core values.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got, look it, man. You got it right on the money here. And I hope, I would love to, if you'd ever want any contribution to it, it'd be on me, too. I would love to send you something about that if you value my opinion enough. I would love to get involved because, as I said before offline, that the network we're building now, there's going to be people like you I'm going to be going to this year at some point and saying, I'd like to get you involved in this if you would like to and if you have the time, because I feel right now with motivation and with everything else going down, I think I said this when we introduced you the first time. My whole thing here is this. I want this to be the only place that you're going to have to go and find Paul Firepower Gray. We'll have all his links. We'll have some video up of him. Maybe we'll have him do a short testimonial. And guess what? You can go to him. Or if we end up creating this one big thing I want to do with video and training, you would be somebody I'd come to and say, would you like to be part of it? But my solution for success for everyone involved here and everyone listening and everyone joining us is this. Through the years, I've said this from the beginning, you know, the 10-year-old sitting at the table wondering who he would ask and what he would ask of with training. But it goes much deeper than this with me. I got so tired of hearing how everything was not good, how you can't do this, why would you want to do this, you can get hurt, you can do this, you can have a mental breakdown, you need this. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is not the way to conduct your life, and that's how Motivation Muscle sprung besides losing my big job. I was like, hey, you know what, when I drive home, and when this show will be up in 2 days, and suddenly you turn it on through your radio, and you hear Paul and I talking about success, but all the other things that we've been involved in, what we're involved in now, the aches, the pains, the down times, but then you hear about the up times, the people we help, the learning of ourselves, going after these big goals, all these things, and you're driving your car, and damn it, you almost drive off the road, you're so fired up. That is what it's about, folks. That's what it's about, and it's high time that you start learning that. I don't care what other people do with their podcast shows and what they're saying and all this. Good luck to them. Because I hear people, well, aren't you worried about this one? I'm not worried about anybody. You know what I care about? Us, everybody joining us, the people that are on here, and our message. If you worry about other people and what they think of you, take this to heart, because I'm going to tell you this, and then we're going right back to Paul. You are not doing your job. You are not making your business better. You are not becoming a better human being. And you sure as hell is not going to have success in the gym. You know why? Because your head is full of garbage all the time. Get rid of it. It's yours, Paul.
Yeah, man. We're talking, go back to motivation and going back to what we said. How do we keep successful or be successful and keep motivated? Is something I call motivation momentum.
Yep.
To me, it's like happiness or sadness. It's an emotion that actually can be fleeting. We're not designed to be happy or sad all the time. We're not supposed to be. You know, people think the meaning of life is happiness.
Yeah.
Well, that's like saying we should be sad all the time.
Yeah.
You know, if sad all the time, they send you to the doctors, right? They
yeah.
send you to a GP and put you on pills.
Yep.
Well, if you're happy all the time, that's just the same. We are designed to go through emotions.
Yes.
And they come and go. Motivation is exactly the same. It can come and it can hit hard and you can be super successful for a time.
Yep.
But it will wane.
Yeah.
It will wane. So what we need is a process. We need a process that keeps us on track when motivation deserts us. And this is how success comes, or how it has for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is we first of all, we got to choose to be a better version of ourselves.
Yep.
We got to be Paul and we got to be Eric 2.0. So we choose. Then we got to have the courage to start this process and to try.
Yep.
To at least try. And that takes courage sometimes because, you know what, we might fail, right?
Yeah.
And nobody wants to fail, and that's scary. So then we got to commit to actually following this process. This process, choose, have some courage, and commit
yep.
to the process. To not the goal. Don't commit to the goal. Because the goal, without a process, you'll never reach.
Right.
It's the daily process that'll take you to the goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to be consistent to that commitment. And we're consistent to the process every day.
Yep.
Small steps. And one big one, we don't condemn ourselves or anybody else for making a mistake, for failing, for having a bad day, for being demotivated today, for not reaching the numbers on our squat or deadlift. We don't condemn ourselves. We just get right back to the process tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've got to have compassion for ourselves and know sometimes we need to rest and not, you know, try not to pop our bicep, but it happens if it does.
Yep.
Yeah, it happens. If it does, we don't condemn ourselves.
No.
We just get back on with the process. And like you said, our core values, what we prioritize, you know, we've got to prioritize the important stuff, prioritize other people, prioritize our own health, prioritize our own success, prioritize making ourselves better, not prioritize a new iPhone.
Yeah, there you go.
The new car.
Yep.
You know, prioritize our relationships.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, Paul.
Make us successful.
Well, the thing is, I'll tell you quickly, you're not going to get anywhere with anything or anyone if that's all you care about is the latest iPhone in your pocket or the latest computer or whatever. Look, you and I both know for business we need things like that, all right? But that's where I draw the line with everything because I'm on this so many hours a day, whether it's, you know, Skype calls for the show or, you know, writing all this material I'm doing for the new stuff, negotiating with different people offline, the whole deal that, you know, at the end of the day, I've had enough of the computer, television, phone world. I want to shut that life off. Now, tonight I get the, I'll call it the luxury and the honor. I get to train tonight. You know, I'm going to go back. I've been doing a lot of the older stuff, especially for the Stones. I'm going to be doing the Jefferson lift tonight. And I'm going to be pulling a massive stone from probably just below mid shin out of the rack and, you know, more and more of that. Now, that is what I use because my success has bordered on two things in my life. Number one, obviously, I've been very fortunate because growing up and where I am today, family wise, it's not perfect, but let me tell you, I've had a lot better than a lot of people. But second of all, success comes out of that one car garage behind me right now, and I'll tell you why. The things I do in there have allowed me to do the things I'm doing now, whether it's FBC or M&M, write things, speak to gentlemen like you, warriors like yourself. All these things that I never even fathomed in my mind that I'm doing now. And I feel my success is driven by those two things. Obviously, the main cog of my success has been because of Jimmy and how what happened with Jimmy with muscular dystrophy and losing my brother at a young age propelled me into physical strength and power and all those things. But as I said yesterday, or I said 2 days ago with David Whitley when we were talking about mind rage, It was Jimmy and the Incredible Hulk. And I'm going to say this again, and I don't care if people get tired of hearing it. You need to hear this. As a child, I was afraid I could get muscular dystrophy. What child wouldn't be when you see your brother sitting in a wheelchair?
Yeah,
you go to your you go to your parents, and they explain it to you, but you're still a kid. And when I saw the Hulk in the comics, and obviously I've seen the reruns of the Louis Ferrigno era, and obviously a couple of the Hulks. There's only one I really like, and that was 2008, Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Because he looked like the Hulk to me instead of the new one, and the way he changes when he moves, that's not the Hulk. So what I said as a kid is I saw this type of strength, and I was like, my God, I got to have that. I got to be that. I think that was the flip side of Jimmy. I was so afraid of that I went the whole gamut into this. Well, they'll call him a creature, but to me, he was just this superhuman, bigger than life. Yeah, okay, it was the gamma radiation and all that. I got it. But it impressed upon a young boy so much is this is where I am today. And I know those factors were the whole factor I'm in it, but I'll wind this up quick and I'll give it to you. Success for me has been in a number of ways and a number of things I've done, and everybody can do it. But I'm going to tell you right now, there are going to be things that are going to happen in your life that might spur you on to become very successful. As with people here that have listened to the show, it's created things in their lives they went after. They hadn't trained for years. You know, we just had Kelly Johnson on here. She goes, I listened to your show for the last 2 years, and finally she built a blog and a website. And she was on here yesterday, and it was phenomenal, Paul. And this is what it's all about. But I'll tell everybody, you all do have success in you, and things might happen to spur you on, or maybe it feels like it slaps you down at the time. But as things go on and you start discovering things, you're going to find that pro or con, you are where you are today because of what you think and what you do. Paul, summarize anything. Give out all your information, website and everything. I'll give mine and stay on, and we'll get you set up for February, and we'll get you on longer if you would, please.
Yeah, man. I know we're against the clock, and you got to wrap up, so I'll finish this up real quick.
Well, take your time. Take your time.
All right, bro. Talking about the Hulk, and you talking about wanting to be as strong and as big as the Hulk and what have you, and you're a strong guy. You're a big guy. I've seen the photographs. You know, you're an impressive guy.
Thank you.
But mentally, you're way stronger than you ever are physically.
Yeah.
Because every time you think about going to your garage and pick up those stones, it's your brain that decides to do it first. You are motivated and mentally strong enough to make your body follow your brain.
Yep.
So that's where your real gift is, brother. That's where you're really strong.
Thanks.
And that's where people fall down.
Yep.
It's not the body. It's not what they can't do or what they can do with their body. It's the brain. And the analogy of the Hulk was fantastic because the Hulk, when he becomes the Hulk, has nothing to do with gamma rays or physicality. The gamma rays has just allowed his angry, emotional brain to make his body a physical representation of what's going on in his brain. His fear, his distress, his, you know, your fear of what happened to your brother drove your brain to become strong enough to create your Hulk, your strength. So, fantastic analogy, brother.
Thanks, man.
You know, I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll tell you one thing, Paul. Life touches you in different ways. And, you know, just by that nice thing you said about me and the analogy, and believe me, you don't know how much I appreciate that. This is something you and I just said in the last few minutes together, that I think with what we just said to one another, this could jolt somebody's mind so much that then now they're on with us. They're on the bandwagon, they're in the family, and the next thing you know, we'll be getting a letter or something from somebody that says, I listen to you and Paul, especially with the Hulk analogy, and guess what? I've been sitting on the fence for 25 years, and I'm back. I'm back.
Let's get them off it.
Yeah.
Let's get them off it, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. Anything else you got to say, brother?
Nothing.
All right, then just give out all your information, and we'll get ready for next month.
Alrighty, it's Paul Gray on Facebook. It's either Firepower Gym, you can find my page, or Paul Firepower Gray, you can follow me personally. Website is www.firepowerfitness.co.uk. That's pretty much all you guys need to know.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Anytime. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. You know all the stuff we've also talked about, too. If you'd like to contribute to the show, there's two ways you can do it. Obviously, you know the growth pains we're having. We're doing everything we can to keep our head above water, and we always will. There's no other way. But you can contribute at PayPal to Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. Also, too, you can go out to Patreon. And you can contribute as little or as much as you want to each show. We'd appreciate anything like that. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Listen to all the material. I will have this show up Saturday at the latest with Paul. We've caught up quite a bit, and I'm trying to get these shows up quicker and quicker because the information in them, it's just too hard to sit on them. But we are not doing 9 to 15 a week anymore. We're doing 3 or 4. And if you've been listening to me, I always do the best I can no matter what. But my voice is like just on fire, man, and I love it. It's just like, it's just like bang, man. So think about those things. But we'll have that up. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher and give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. AHA is where you can get M&M into your car. That's AHA. If there's a particular show you'd like Paul and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. And I'll leave you with multiple things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them words of inspiration. That's all we talked about here. Success, success, success. It's all there. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to be like me, lift it tonight. Bend it, break it, twist it, turn it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate. Obliterate and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as great Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and who's been a guest here, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. You can bet on that, my friend. It will always be. And contrary to what people have said to me, when you make it, are you going to tone it down? Well, we've already made it, folks. I'm not where I want to be monetarily, but we've already made it. We've been on the air for 2 years, over 2 years now. Most podcasts last 30 days. Think about the odds there, all right? Take a bet on us and yourself. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest business teacher in college, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. And John Ridge, who was like a father figure to me, my dad had passed away long before I met John. He said two words to everybody. He was a chiropractor. He'd walk you to the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that and not smile. Life will be good for you like that, believe me. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by and tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot right through it. Join our family. Join our revolution. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have the best 28 years of your life. And before I say goodbye to Paul and all of our family, I want to read you one thing quickly. And I've been reading stuff all over, and this is one line. It's from Of Stones and Strength by Steve Jeck and the late Peter Martin. This is from The Sons of Sisyphus, and it's on page 107. It says like this: the struggle itself toward the heights is enough to fill a man's heart. Think about that every time you do things, folks. And I'm telling you right now, life will change. Paul, honor, thank you for being on the show, and Happy New Year to you and your family, sir.
Yes, you too. My absolute pleasure, Eric.
Well, and we will talk to you next month when we get off the air. I got a date for you. So for Paul Firepower Gray, Eric Fiorello, thanks for listening. You know, you all have greatness in you, like Les Brown says. But I'll go a little further. We're behind you, and we believe in you. Think about that, everybody. So we'll talk to you soon, and have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.